We are on with Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Once again, welcome back, Andrea.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Doing okay, actually. I'm fully caffeinated, feeling up to the task today.
Hey, look at you.
It doesn't mean that my show has been any better. It just means that I'm up to the task of it being better.
I love it. Hey, that's the first step, and that's what counts. So good for you.
Right. I had water this morning. I had breakfast. I'm set to go.
Oh, wow. Is this like a New Year's resolution thing, or?
No, I just got off my ass and did something today. That's all.
That's good for you. I need to take your advice. So.
Yeah. Cool. Get with it, Andrea. What are you doing?
I don't know. I just rolled out of bed, and I'm trying to get my coffee in, but.
I'm trying to picture what your hair looks like right now, because I know what rolling out of bed hair looks like.
Well, it's pretty wild, but isn't my hair kind of always wild?
Might I recommend shaving your head completely bald, because it is it is very freeing. And
is it really?
Yes, it's liberating. You don't have to worry about anything. There's no such thing as bedhead when all you got is skin there. I'm just saying.
I bet you save some time getting ready.
Definitely. Save on shampoo as well.
Yeah, and money, too.
Yeah, just use body
good
wash.
For you.
Yeah.
You're just great all around today. Good for you.
I am killing it, as they say in the business. Killing it.
I love it.
So what's going on in the Rockford region this weekend?
All right. Well, there's lots to do. I'm really excited, too, because it seems like with the weather breaking now, it's obviously really, you know, getting nicer outside. There's more to do. So let's talk about it. So first of all, Severson Dells Nature Center, we've talked a lot about how they have done an excellent job activating both events indoor, outdoor. Now, they've also incorporated a Zoom event where you can take them right into your home during these times. But this weekend, so tomorrow from 6 to 8, mm-hmm. you can go and do one of those paint-by-number courses, you know, where the teacher teaches you and the instructor shows you exactly how to do it.
Sure.
You walk away an artist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is perfect for you.
No, even with instructions, it is garbage. I promise.
I don't believe
it. I promise you. I tried to follow along with a Bob Ross video once, and it just looked like brown splotch on my canvas. I don't know what happened, but yeah, not for me. But
I love it. Well, anyways, it's definitely a fun experience, and it is therapeutic for some. So if you want to check it out, definitely do that tomorrow evening, 6 to 8. I highly suggest that if you do want to attend this course, definitely call in advance because it will be a small group setting, so spots will fill up fast. No experience is necessary, and all the materials will be provided for you. That's included in the registration, so you're all set to go. And then maybe you get a piece that you can hang on your wall and show off to folks when they're.
So I see the go guide here from GoRockford.com. It says that the instructor's name is Andrea. Is that you? Are you teaching art?
Absolutely not me. No, in fact, I thought somebody was playing a joke on me when I read it for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guess what you're teaching this weekend?
Yeah, I could not do that. I have attended this similar class to this, though, and it is a lot of fun to be an attendee. So definitely check it out if it's something that's up your alley. So that's going on. Now, if you're not maybe into painting, or maybe you are, but maybe you also might be into sewing. Sock monkey making workshops are going on at Midway Village Museum.
Uh-huh. Sock monkeys,
okay.
You say.
Now, I've also attended this course before, and I have to say that I don't have a lot of sewing ability, but I actually made my own sock monkey, and while it might look like a frog or some other type of an animal, it's still adorable. So I would highly suggest doing this if you can. And it's fun for the kids too. So Saturday they have different classes. You can do 9 to 11, 11:30 to 1:30, or 2 to 4. So it's a great time.
So here's a question about that. Do you have to use those gray and white and red socks, or can I just bring like my Hanes or like my dirty old white socks that I don't use anymore?
I mean, I don't know if you necessarily want to like show those off in public, but if you what's nice about this event is that they are going to be providing you with the supplies, and they are going to have 6 different colors for you to choose from different sock monkey, you know, the original actual sock monkey look.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Going to have the varying colors of that actual Nelson knitting inspired sock. So definitely take advantage of the clean socks they're going to be giving you.
Oh, fine. I won't bring my throwaways.
No, I wouldn't.
Why? I want my monkey to have holes in him. Is that so wrong?
It's a much-loved sock monkey. Is that what you're going for?
Yes, it is a gently used sock
oh,
monkey.
There you go.
That's how you have to say it now, gently used.
that brings a new spin on that, actually, on that three. So definitely. But if you, just a note too, you are going to need to register by today. It's the last day to register for this event if you want to attend on Saturday.
Get on it.
Yeah, and then this is really, really cool. So the Irish Marching Society and the Jeep Group here in our town, they have partnered together. Of course, St. Patrick's Day Parade is a little bit different this year, but they're going to be having what's really fun, where everybody can participate. So it's the St. Patty's Driving Parade. It's on Saturday, at starting at 3 o'clock. It's the old Magna parking lot there in East State going towards downtown. Now, if all you really have to do is register your vehicle, of course, it has to be a street legal vehicle, and then you decorate it and you can participate in this, which I think is fantastic. So,
all right, there you go. Crazy question.
Okay.
If too many people sign up to drive in the parade, won't there be nobody to watch the parade?
I think they're encouraging folks to just be in it this year. So I think that's a perfect idea.
Excellent.
And I think you're encouraging, too, as many people as possible want to join, definitely do so. Why not? Let's make it a big, fun experience.
It has to be St. Patrick's Day themed. I can't do, like, a Halloween car with, like, skeletons and demons, things like that.
Just go for it, Kev. Do your thing. No, I think it should probably, you should stick with leprechauns and four-leaf clovers.
All right, fine.
Game. Yeah.
Party pooper. So, that's fine.
Yeah, I know. Always somebody, right? So that's what's going on. We're all going to have fun this weekend, that's for sure. So check out the Go Guide that goes out every Wednesday at 10 a.m. for these events and other suggestions for what to do locally. Of course, you can always go to GoRockford.com, and we have the full lineup there, too. So
thank you, Andrea, from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.